Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, I was sad and then I loved you and it took my breath. And now I think you love me and it scares me to death. Cause now I lie awake and wonder, I worry, I think about losing you. I don't care what you say, maybe I was happy or blue. I don't care what you say, maybe I was happy blue.
Paul, you ready to jump into a mailbag? First of all, Salem's in the Strip just delivered an incredible lunch for us. Just incredible. The chick, I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you this right now, as a chicken wing connoisseur from Buffalo, born and raised at Duff's and the Anchor Bar, those are as good as any chicken wings in Pittsburgh.
From Salem's Market.
Yeah, they're different. They're like bigger, and the drumsticks are unbelievable. They're incredible.
Yeah. Chicken tenders were good, too.
The chicken tenders. Listen, oh, my God.
That's the first time I've ever had the chicken tenders.
They were really good.
See, one of the things about being here.
Yeah.
As opposed to when I was at KDK.
You know when the food gets here.
The food is right in front of us right here.
So you get dibs.
And KDK, I'd be on my segment and everything, and I would see, you know, the herd of elephants stumbling through the office, and I always knew, okay, well, the food must be there, but the problem is that meant there was 30 people in line.
Yeah.
So by the time I got down, the only thing that was left was the rice.
This was as good of a lunch as we've had here at the station. I'm dead serious about that.
The other thing that's good from that Salem's that I've actually gotten a few times when they've had them is when they had the hamburgers.
Oh, are they good?
Yeah, they're really good. So, is it Salem's Market or is it Salem's Market?
I've heard both.
Yes.
I've heard Salem's.
Salem's. Whatever.
Salem's. Salem's.
Whatever it is, they did a great
tomato,
job.
Tomato, tomato, whatever it is, they're phenomenal.
Job.
They really are.
They're good.
All right, here is my intergalactically read mailbag and some of the questions therein. From Kevin, do you agree that the Steelers went dumpster diving for Wilson and Fields? Nobody else wanted them, and they got them for basically nothing. Paul, was that a dumpster dive?
Dumpster dive, no. But, you know, I guess you could say one man's trash is another man's treasure. But I don't know that's dumpster. When I see dumpster diving, I think it's going, and this is no disrespect, but, you know, some of the things the Pirates do from time to time where they just go and get some guy who's a complete, you know, train wreck and hope that they can hit lightning in a bottle with him.
Right.
I mean, in Russell Wilson's case, he's just getting older, and Justin Fields is a guy who obviously has pedigree that just hasn't worked out right yet. But I don't know that dumpster diving is what I'd say.
Well, two things can be true. One, I love that the Steelers did this. And two, I don't think anybody else wanted either one of these guys as a starter. I don't think any other team.
Which is incredible if you think about some of the teams and some of the starters they have.
I know. So both of those are true. Yes. Listen, at least the Steelers are trying. That does not mean that this is going to work. I have serious doubts about Justin Fields moving forward, but he's absolutely a high ceiling guy, as they say. Compared to Kenny Pickett, he's a small ceiling and small-handed man, Paul.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Kenny Pickett is when you draft a guy like that and it doesn't pan out,
yeah,
you end up in a place where you got to dumpster dive or take a shot at some people or whatever. You
at know? Least they're trying, right?
Right.
I like that. And I think Wilson's going to be good. I do.
Here's my thing.
Would I bet my house on that? No. And I don't have a very big house, but I wouldn't.
So let's do this, Joe. Forget about Mason Rudolph in the last couple of games.
Yeah.
1 to 10, rate Kenny Pickett in his performance last year.
4.
Okay. So is it reasonable to think that Russell Wilson could play at like a 6.5?
Yeah.
That would be a huge improvement.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? And you if you look at what they did on defense, they get a little bit better, add a couple guys, stay healthy. If they improve their quarterback from 4 to 6.5, I mean, they should be pretty good.
Next is a man named B. Duke 22. Don't ask me. Hi, Joe. Silly draft question. How many of the Steelers' choices have to make an immediate impact? And does a bad draft imperil Mike T's tenure? Thanks, he says at the end, Paul. To which I said, nothing is going to imperil Mike T's tenure. He's here as long as he wants to be here. Do you agree with me or no?
I agree. I mean, I think the bottom line, it's been, what, 7 years? 8 years now? Seven, whatever it is, seven seasons?
Seven, yeah.
7 seasons without winning a playoff game. I mean, if they don't win a playoff game again this year, I'm sure we'll have the Art Rooney press conference in January where he basically says the same thing he says every year. We're close. We give ourselves a chance. We got to get better. You know, whatever.
And so, then the other piece of that is how many of these guys have to make an immediate impact, to which I would say, you know, last year's draft looks like it could be a great one with Broderick Jones, Joey Porter, Keanu Benton. That's a pretty good 1-2-3. Nick Herbig, Mount Washington, sort of the jury's still out on him. Let's see about Corey Trice. Even Spencer Anderson's still around. But I think almost no matter what, that's going to go down as an A-minus draft, maybe. Maybe an A. Maybe an A+. They need 2 or 3 guys who can play right away, I would say, from this one. You?
Yeah. In fact, and you probably read it on my Mackie planner, mm-hmm. I'm writing about that for today.
How many guys need to impact?
That Omar Khan needs to follow up last year's draft with another one like that. Right?
I don't think there's, yeah, they have so many question marks. We don't even get into depth. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I realize this day and age, they're not the only NFL team that struggles with depth, but we're talking about filling blatant holes on the roster. Like they don't have a center type stuff. They don't have a number 2 receiver type stuff. Well, what about number 4 receiver? What about, you know, what about depth on the defensive line? Because it looks right. Like some recent draft picks haven't panned out. What about depth on the interior of your offensive line? Things like that. So they need a lot of help in a lot of areas. So, yeah, they got to hit again.
But, I mean, if you look at last year's draft, right, you could make an argument that the first 5 guys they drafted are all functional, usable NFL players that can help them win games.
And some all pros, maybe.
Broderick Jones, obviously, and Joey Porter Jr., I think, are 2 guys that have a chance to be all pros.
I think Benton has a chance to
be. And then you've got Benton.
High impact.
Who's Darnell Washington is what he is, but he could be somebody who.
Would you like to see them throw to him more?
Yeah, I think in this offense they will.
Do you think he's capable?
Yeah, I think in this offense you're going to see a completely different player. I think he's perfect for this offense. And then, of course, listen. He's a situational player, but Nick Herbig is a guy that can give you, you know, impact plays and whatnot.
They have, in terms of depth, they have radically upgraded their edge rush depth because I think that cost them a couple seasons a few years ago.
Right.
When they just didn't have, well, it didn't help that Melvin Ingram quit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.